Vieiras, who just converted. Nice little brush anyway. The mikvah, both accepted Eden, very excited. They decided they're going to go to the restaurant to have a meal. So at the restaurant, had a meal, pizza, what do you call it? I have to shut the story again, something nice on these lines. A pizza, the man makes the rahabat, I should find the chaylam boyin in the zainas. And his wife says, no, you've got a problem. Before you went to the mikveh, you had a piece of meat. So you're flagship. So you can't have a pizza now. And he says, gesh, this guy at Conchonero, Dobby. I'm like a new person. What? It's interesting. What?
You don't get Irish.
Right, but some nouns we do she not nothing do yesterday, not do any chazor on yesterday, I don't think. Now it's just poshut. A few things just had off with the shows. Let me just get a while on it. The first thing is actually the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov, which applies to every Yom Tov here. Mitzvah of Simcha. Gemara says there, the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, normal Yom Tov. Gemara goes to the whole, the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. Then Gemara says, Amar Elazar, Hakon Vodibat says, Nina Nami Lachem. Elazar says that when it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees on that. It's normally, but it's Kul Hashem, Lachem. When it comes to Shavuos, it's Zichon, also Nina Lachem. One of my children, my Tamar, Yev, Shavu, my Tela, was a mitzvah of Simcha. Then the Gemara says, the mitzvah of Simcha, Ma'am Reda Ravina, Kul Hashem, to have a Yosef, the whole year he fasted. Levan Yatzalta, Shavuos, Puria, Purim, and Mariam with Kippurim. That says, what's so special about it? It says, Yom Sheni Rabbi Torah. The special extra Simcha a person has to have on Shavuos. In one simple example, there are the days of Yom Tzalta on Shavuos, on our up to the next Tulsa, make a special animal to eat. Eloi Hai Yom the Kogaris, Kama Yosef Ikim Shukha. Well, that's to appreciate that material. Without the material, where will we be? Every single person has got this actually, right? Not only the least of us to preach the Torah, and so sad. We get affected by how we the Torah affects us, and we have better people. So every single person has got a lot to be grateful. So that mitzvah simple job, not an easy mitzvah simple job. And it's always hard. The Gaon said on Sukkot, that was the hardest mitzvah of the year, to bring the simcha and the mitzvah's 9 days job. Not easy. You know, these pastors are not supposed to get involved in the Torah job. So now it's be easy because we've got 2 days. That thought, one has to be on the right frame of mind, and therefore one has to make sure that one's the right atmosphere is in the house, and one should make sure that he's happy, the mishpacha are happy. That is the best of simple job. Okay, let's have a look at a few of the lochas of Shavuos. So let's start with Hadlochas Haneiros. So Hadlochas Haneiros is, many women liked Hadlochas Haneiros long before that comes through from Shavuos. We don't wait for Nacht. Some people wait for Nacht. Well, some people like early. Whoever likes, well, let's talk about women first of all, but woman likes early, there's a different meaning. Does she make sure none of them? Or should she make it only after Nacht? Especially by Yom Tov, by this Yom Tov, by Shavuos, maybe because it's so much again, there's no twist of Shabbos, no twist of Yom Tov, maybe. Nice, so most women, I think, make it the Shas is like the Nails. Then there's a question, can I answer a main in Kiddush? Is it has to be the most possible in the world at all? If a man is lighting himself, some people say the man should wait, I think, for Shekhinah. Is that right? Um, It's better than Shas Kiddush. Better, the Matir Prime says that if a man is lighting himself, it's better to make a Shechel than Shas Kiddush.
Okay. If she hears a bracha in the middle of Kiddush, well, she can't answer all
the Shechel.
Well, any bracha. Somebody happens to make a bracha.
No,
not it's not middle of Kiddush. I mean.
No, because you're being Shemeka in the middle of Kiddush. You can't be massive with something else.
Why is it not a problem for us to say only Shechel?
I'm saying, because they say it's not a wrong place for that bracha. It's part of the Kiddush, really.
Some people say that women shouldn't.
So the first day yomtov, no problem with nails. Normally, most people set candles inside before yomtov. The problem is not the second day yomtov. So taking out the wax is no problem. That's not a problem taking out the wax. The problem is how to get the new candles in. So many people, what they do is, normally they melt the candle with fire at the bottom, it gets wet, and then they stick it into the nail. That you should not do on Yom Tov. What? That you shouldn't know. Why? What's the problem? The problem is that you might rub it a bit and it might smooth it. So the mice say you shouldn't do this on Yom Tov. Either use tea lights, or you get holes which hold the candle straight in. But the mice, you shouldn't melt the actual candle itself. Because the danger, if you melt it, you might rub it, it might be a problem of a machik. Then we spoke about, I'll tell you, if you remember what Rabbi said about these floating wicks. Can you make a floating wick on Yom Tov?
Probably not.
Is it making a candy? Is it like makma patish? The floating wick is, you've got the wick by itself and around your circle.
Right.
And you insert the wick.
You put it in, you mean?
If a wick is already inside, there's no question. Yeah, but you could say I put it on Vio. No, it's not.
No, there's no problem. The question we're asking is, can you make the floating wick up itself or not? That means you're putting the wick into the actual circle. Now, the chiddush we spoke about is, so we're talking about moshel source on the gear. You get these plastic cups, which people use for dessert sometimes, which it comes on a stand, and you insert it into a base. Now, there, the pot, we're not happy with putting that in on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That, the chiddush is makor patish. You fixed it in, and that's going to stay like that. Even if you decide how to do it, you bought the data, it's not how it's done normally. Yeah? It's normally made to stay. So there, the
pot. You throw it out, so it's finished with it.
Yeah.
Why is it right? Even still.
What?
It's not made to stand.
That's a Gemara advice. It's always a toothpick. That's you don't use it once to clean the tooth, and then it's going to throw it out. That's the problem with makopatish. So makopatish has to be a per use it many times. So here, I don't understand. We had this very open problem with it when we learned this last time. About this float.
Says it's not fair. It's wobbly. It's still not.
It's still
wobbly.
It's cane. You've done the job. You've done the job it's meant to make.
Who says it's not wrong?
Now, once you if you play with it and you take it out, you're allowed to put back in. Once it's
that's much better. In the back of the passage, once something was there together,
that's
much better actually. That was the Eta with these cups. You put them in the thing first, take it out, you must be the same kind, put it back in the game. You have to do that. But that would be an Eta type, yeah? So the shine is these floating wicks, is it? Yeah. I must tell you the truth. The fuck was Machna at the time we saw the fox, there's the problem of Makapatish. But the Vosna and Ramnissim, let's say it's not Makapatish, I can't remember what the swagger of Vosna was. Ramnissim was more at this point, he said, from my seat, I don't think it's Makapatish. So here is really why it's not, to make these floating wicks on the answer. The mice of Fakta is the problem of Makapatish, but they both time, well, Vosna and Ramnissim both say it's not Makapatish. Say, ideally, if we could do it before Yom Tov, that's the best thing to do. Then you avoid all problems. So that is that thing over there.
Put them in before Yom Tov.
Put them in before Yom Tov. That's the best thing to do, basically. Yeah. That's not a shy, then. That was one thing. Then the kids have to come to kitchen shops on Yom Tov morning. So it was an old shy there. So Kiddush on Yom Tov morning or Friday night, whenever you make Kiddush, you always need to have a mezuzah for a sudah. The problem is that all you can have double wine. Now on Friday night normally, we're not certainly going to shit of having double wine. Yeah? We don't rely on this because it's deraita, based on deraita. Yom Tov, the whole thing is drop on. So really, if someone's stuck, he can make Kiddush on Shavuos night or Shavuos day with wine. But let's say someone wants to have cake. Many people have a cake. So we've spoken about this in the past. Now, if you want to make kish and makom suda, you have to have a gazayas makom zayas. Now, cheesecake, have a big piece. Depending on how often a cheesecake is made in a way that it's a thin layer of pastry and a lot of cheese on it, it's very often not going to be having a gazayas of pastry when it comes to this class. What brocha do you make on a cheesecake? I asked the wrong one to try what's in my husband's brochas. He said, he can't tell me, I let you taste the food themselves. I have to taste it first. Generally speaking, first, let's talk when it's baked. When it's baked together, that's mozzarella. Always mozzarella, a cheesecake. It's like a pasta. Unless if it's there for mummies, a thin layer, it's not there for anything. Yeah, that's true. Mozzarella is kosher, but the shaila is, it's quite right, mozzarella is kosher, but the shaila is when it's not baked together. And you've got a mozzarella's base, and you've got a big cheese layer on top. Now, mozzarella is more kosher, but for the mission, where's mushroom? Now, when it's not baked together, it could be the two brochas. Could be the brocha on the cake and a brocha on the actual cheese as well. So, Shia, it's not clear how to understand mission really, so it's a better question. So, that's true, it's right, probably has to be, it's just to hold the actual cake itself. Which I don't think it's very common. It's not very common. Just have a cheesecake, just to hold it. But let's say it's made just to hold it. So then it's got no chashivas at all. That's like a binder, just to bind it. It's got no chashivas. They used to say in yeshiva, you used to make meatballs with flour. I said once it's mezonos, you put them with the flour and meatballs. It shouldn't be mezonos. The answer was there, just to bind it, make it thicker. It was not for taste. So then you don't make mezonos.
But it adds to meatballs. It adds the taste.
Depends what you put it in for. Some people put it in to save money. Just to bind it. You don't want to spend so much meat. If you're doing it to put a taste in, then you're right. You have to pay for those ones. So, I don't know. For the mice, on a cheesecake, it'll depend. Generally speaking, you're right, with mozzarella most times. It's there for taste as well. The only question is whether you have to make sure hakka as well on the actual cheese. So some people, what they'll do is they'll make a shahaka and something else rather than cheesecake. So it's questionable when you're to make it on the cheesecake. So because of that, they'll make a shahaka and something else. But you have to make a makom suda, you might have a problem. If your piece of cake is not a kazayas in chayra, then, someone should be today, the mice will join, I find a kiddush, the mice are pastures. If you haven't got a kazayas of cake, then you're not going to make a makom suda. So you can have either double wine or have another piece of cake or something else. Have a cake or something else, that's all. Quite simple.
Have a proper piece of cake.
What?
Have a proper piece of cake before you have your cheesecake.
Biscuit. That's the best thing to do normally. What else is there for him?
The last one is also relevant. This is relevant for Broughton Park, not Prestwich. This year.
What's
that? What could that be?
I don't know.
What could be relevant for Broughton Park and not Prestwich this year? A simple question. What's relevant for Broughton Park this year but not Prestwich? Like a managed down here?
The bin man.
The weedy bins. So you got a weedy bin away on Tuesday. When have you got
Wednesday.
Not. We in Prestwich, we moved to Prestwich on Tuesday. So we haven't got a problem. The question is now, so what should you do with your weedy bin? The best thing to do is to put it out for Yom. Shai's one thing you didn't. Someone forgot to take his weedy bin out before Yom. What can he do?
Maybe you could ask a
goy. Unless there's no goy way, it's actually very awkward to ask a goy to take a weedy bin out. Let's talk about before you throw. That's a bit of a problem actually what to do. So Zikha, the best thing to do is to put his weedy bin out before Yom. I must say, many years ago, I was saying on the news, I was going to Manchester, and I just started with these weedy bins. So this was one of the shortest time, actually. Someone suggested in town, and what you do is, very simple answer. So one shine is taken out. So I'm saying, take it out, you should take it out beforehand, right? The next thing is, can you bring it back in again after it's been emptied out?
No. Why not?
If you need it.
Can you bring your weedy bin back in again?
If you need it.
Sure says no. I'm sure initially someone's going to say yes.
No.
Anyone says no?
No.
I don't know.
Stop a share.
Don't
say no. Shailas, why can't you bring it back in?
That dustbin, believe it or not, is muksa. Because, it's interesting, when you put your rubbish in that dustbin, that is halacha. If someone puts, let's say, for example, okay, it's very hard now with our dustbins, you've got all different sorts of bins. Let's take a normal grey bin. Is a grey bin also in Brooklyn Park?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I said a grey bin, let's say someone puts a grey bin, let's say puts an empty lemonade bottle inside. You shouldn't do it in there, but you mustn't put it there. The council won't be very happy with you. But let's say you did, on Shabbos. Now, can you take that plastic container out on Shabbos? Now, on Shabbos itself, a keli which wasn't muksa can't become muksa on Shabbos. That's okay. In fact, our lach and shulchan aruch is on end of Shabbos. We put a keli in a dustbin, a proper keli, it also doesn't become muksa. The problem is that why? Because your bottom of data it's kolado. Most people don't put keli in the dustbin. The fact that you do is your bottom of data. The problem is that out nowadays with the way we live, everyone puts these things in the dustbin. So the mice of the poskim say that all our dustbins are muksa when Shabbos comes in. That means if you put it outside on Erev Yom Tov, and now on Yom Tov has emptied out the dustbin, and now you want to bring it back in again, you move the muksa. It's muksa mamaskufay. You can't bring it back in. So I was here many years ago, someone suggested a very good etzer, which I thought was a good etzer. And you tie a red ribbon, don't ask, it's not red, it's definitely red, you tie a ribbon to the dustbin. Mm-hmm. What do you gain out of that?
I don't know. It's a basis to do better.
What?
But the bin before Shabbos for Yom Tov is a basis to something good else.
The bin now, when Shabbos comes in, is a basis to Issa and Heta. Because the ribbon is the ribbon's Heta, there's nothing wrong with the ribbon. So you've got a nice, you look very funny, on your dustbin outside the street, you have a nice red ribbon tie on it.
Even though the issa is worth more than the heter.
Firstly, it's not true. The issa is worth nothing. That rubbish inside there is worth nothing.
That bin is worth a lot of money.
The bin is not a muksa. The bin is holding all the rubbish inside. The rubbish inside here. If I were to ask you a question, what's worth more to you? The rubbish or the red ribbon?
Red
ribbon. Red ribbon, good answer.
It doesn't
have
to be red.
It's quite right. It does not have to be a red ribbon. Now, green one's worth more.
Yes,
I
thought that's the red
ribbon. So what's wrong with that?
So
what?
No, the ribbon's rubbish.
No, it's not rubbish. You want to use it afterwards.
You're going to use it.
Why is it empty? There's no rubbish in there. No, it's a boss. The problem with the dust was once someone was muksa and Shabbos came in, if the muksa gets taken off, that item remains muksa. That's called a bosses. It remains a base to a muksa item. It stays muksa. So the mice of this person's just very good eggs. I thought, very good eggs. I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy. Tie a red ribbon on it. You're happy. I went to a particular rock and he told me, sorry, it's no good. What's wrong there?
Something wrong there.
So he said, I'm very good. He said, I've got a cup. He said, the juvenile says, why would you say that? He said, I've got a candlestick. And he wants to move the candlestick up on Shabbos when the candle goes out. So he ties a gold necklace on that candlestick. Does it help?
Yeah,
because the
Shabbos came in, it
would move. Yeah, but the candlestick is holding the candle. It's worth 10 pence. And it's holding a nice gold necklace worth £10,000.
When you put it down on Shabbos? Or
put it in before Shabbos.
Ah, fine.
That's what I thought. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you're in for a surprise. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't do it. Standing with some yuchud for a particular thing, you can't put something on there which is not meant to be on there. A candlestick is not meant to hold a necklace. Now, I've got some good news for you, my friends. A dustbin is not meant to hold a red ribbon. And therefore, this was a good point, actually. Now, the chayre does not help. And therefore, the chayre, that doesn't help. So, my sin, your dustbin is moksa, and you have to leave that out. When the person I saw speaking about the shayre, I don't know where this exists. But he said there are places in the world where you get a fine if you leave your dustbin on the street.
Wow.
I don't know where this exists, this place. It's not in Manchester, that's one thing that doesn't apply here. But if it does, he wants to know, can you get a goy to bring the dustbin back in again? That's a good shaykh. And the other thing also, which we've got to talk about talents, another thing is also is the rational, let's say your dustbin's in the street.
Can you
take your rubbish out into the dustbin?
Why not?
As long as you don't move the bin.
Move the bin.
You're carrying into into the street for what for? To get rid of rubbish.
Put it in the roof. Put it in the bin. Your bin has happened to be in the street.
Yeah, that's not really a positive purpose. That's what a rock shape can recover. Lamaise, you're right. Lamaise, most positive say one is allowed to carry rubbish to put it into a dustbin.
Make sure you don't move the bin.
The problem is the bin is dust. The dustbin itself is muxa.
You can open the lid.
You can open the thing. You can open the lid. So one thing very quickly, what we say, and that is a compy system. I cannot use on yonder.
Yeah?
They'll make a mistake. You cannot use on yonder. Okay, what we say.
Have a good one.